pleased to have in our studios. Very pleased. I had a chance to talk to this man many, many times over the years. Our Coach's Coffee Club programs, you know, at different meets, stuff like that. But Coach Bill Ramsey has decided it's time. It's time. I don't know if it maybe a part his decision, maybe part his wife's decision, maybe a combination of both. But Coach Ramsey, it's that time. You've had so many good years in track and field, a little football. Probably, you know, I'm missing sports. You probably have coached everything, haven't you?
Yeah, I started out. I was a head basketball coach for 20 years, and kind of followed in my dad's footsteps. But track kept pulling me back all the time, and it eventually got to the point where it was my favorite by far, and I spent countless hours trying to refine my skills. And when I moved here, I joined a group of coaches on both the male and female side that were very good coaches. And it was just a pleasure to have people that had the same passion for the sport as I did.
You know, going back when you said about basketball, you know, we all remember the Cozad High School days and your dad, Coach Bill Ramsey. I mean, so many years with the Haymakers back in the day.
Yeah, he was there a lot of years and had tremendous success, and it was something I just grew up with coaching. And again, he was also a track coach, and as an athlete, that was probably his best sport. And so it wasn't my favorite one in high school, but again, as I became a coach and saw how you could interact with kids a little differently than you can in the other. More so, I'm not saying it's not a team sport, but it's a little more individually oriented, and it fit my personality really well.
So many great years as track and field pole vault coach, and mainly the boys. And over the years, when the girls went to be in the pole vault and their division as well, you handled the girls as well.
Yeah, when I moved here, Coach Haney had a daughter so he kind of helped kept with his daughter on the girls' side, and my first year I worked mainly with the boys. And then after that, I've coached both boys and girls for the last 20 some odd years, and it worked out great. And I think you're going to probably see more of our staff move that direction here in the next few years as some people retire.
Yeah, there are some others kind of right behind you that are in the next couple of years talking about stepping down, aren't they?
Oh, I think so. It's just, you know, you get to that point in life, and I know Coach Sugaroo's at that point, and Coach Hosick and a few others are getting there. You know, when I first came 20 years ago, I was the young guy, and now I guess I was kind of the old guy that showed up at practice.
So many great pole vaulters over the years, Coach. You have so many memories. I still got memories on my social media going back to all the state champions and the medalists and being at state track. And there's so many cool Facebook videos that pop up on my feed every now and then of kids making certain vaults. And you're right there celebrating along with them.
You know, that's what's so cool about track and field And I told kids I got just as excited about a kid that had a PR that was, you know, 9 or 10 foot as I did one that was jumping close to 16, although we never did crack that barrier. But, I was blessed with great kids, and we won a lot. But over the years, just the friendships that I've developed with all these young men and women, you know, that's the best part of all coaching.
And some of those kids have gone on and done a little college pole vaulting as well, haven't they?
We've had a bunch of them in the college ranks, and most of them have been, you know, very successful at it. I think Branson McDonald is still the one going right now, and he's had a good career. And I get to watch them, and this next year I'll even be able to see them a little bit more, you know, for the ones that choose to do that.
Gosh, you mentioned Branson and the Kyle Craws and the Kyle Stewarts and I think Mitch Wright's back in the day. I'm just throwing out some names. There's a whole slew of list, Coach, of all the great kids that really posted some really good marks over the years.
We really have. Like I said, I've been blessed with good boys and girls. You know, Spencer Powell and Abigail Moore, it was her maiden name, both winning the state championship the same year. That was an awfully special year. I don't think that had been done much in Class B, so... You know, different things on your bucket list, which, you know, I never even dreamt of that, I guess, happening. But like I said, I have been blessed with some kids that the difference between pole vaulters, I think, and some other events is that they just eventually they love it so much you can't hardly get them off the track. David Swisher comes to mind. He was the king of one more time, coach. You know, and I actually remember pulling my pickup up by the stands and shining the headlights on because we were vaulting in the dark.
No question. I remember those years. Talk about the ladies. Talk about the girls. I tell you, the marks that they're doing, and they're climbing to 12, 13 feet, aren't they?
You know, the equipment has changed so much, and now they've actually made equipment specially for the women's side. And then as you watch the world-class ladies and the collegiate ladies, as they have continued to get better, you're just getting a better quality of athlete in the pole vault. Because, again, first of all, it's fun. I mean, it's one of those events that once kids kind of get hooked on it, that's becomes kind of almost a lifestyle. And again, that kind of separates us from maybe some of the other events in track and field, simply the fact that you become such close friends with schools that you compete against, and that's not really common in most other sports.
You're not going to completely get away and not go to meets. We're going to see some meets, aren't we?
Oh, I'll be at the meets. I've already been to two street vaults this summer.
Really?
Yeah, I went to Gothenburg, and Jesse Ambler put on a great street vault down there, and, you know, it's in my blood. I will go. And I'll come watch the kids. You know, I told the kids that I've coached the last few years that, you know, I'm hope to see them reach. They're just starting to reach their potential. They're all going to be a group of very young vaulters for our school system at McCook next year. And you know, I see good things happen for several of them.
I don't think anything has been announced officially yet for the pole vault position. I think Tyson Carr kind of helped out in the junior high ranks, if I'm not mistaken. I've always thought maybe he might be somebody that might move in.
Well, I think Tyson is interested in it. It's just, you know, when you're not affiliated with the school system, yeah, you have to work around your work schedule. And if Tyson does choose to, you know, he is a good friend of mine and did a fabulous job in our junior high program. You know, I'm sure that if it works out that he can, or if he chooses to, that he would be a great addition to our staff.
I know being a part of a staff, and boy, it's been a great one for so many years. You have a lot of fun when springtime comes around, get the kids ready at all these meets and vying for team titles and vying for conference titles and district titles and state titles. You've been a part of all that, haven't you?
I really have, and again, it's all on the kids, and you look at how our staffs approach things. You know, they give kids a chance to be successful, and they're all very positive people, and you know, our kids compete their hearts out, both male and female, and it's really been fun over the years to watch all the success that both teams have had.
And it's just here in the next couple of years, you're just going to see some of those coaches, moving on and doing some other things as some of those younger guys, you know, other guys starting to move in and taking those spots too.
Well, you know, that's really been the case. Most of our staff are kids that I've coached or mm-hmm. taught, you know, and both on the male and female side. And I think, you know, again, they saw how passionate all of their coaches were, and they're following in the same suit. We've got a bunch of young coaches that are, you know, willing to put the time in I think the McCook Bison success will continue.
If you know Coach Ramsey and you follow him on social media, you see all the pictures of all the fish he catches and all when he goes hunting and everything. And I know you do a lot of stuff with your son. You have other friends, but I have a feeling that's going to even pick up a little bit more, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the fishing in the spring, the walleye fishing, and this year I've been fortunate enough to go a lot. And I've got some grandkids that really like to fish, so you know, we're going to spend a lot of time in the boat and in the field the next few years. And then I'm also going to get a chance to, you know, maybe watch some of their events a little bit more.
That'd be nice. You bet. Because how old are they?
My oldest one is, my daughter's oldest son has graduated, and he's a lineman. But then she has a seventh grade boy, and it'll be an eighth grader and then a sixth grade girl. So mm-hmm. Ian and Ella, I've got a chance to work with and watch them compete, and they're talented in many different areas, so not only in athletics but in the music side of things, and so that's been a lot of fun to get to, you know, watch that again.
Of course, your wife Colleen is she's retired now, and so you guys can travel together a lot more, can't you?
Yeah, you know, that was something that came into play. And my wife actually, she didn't factor into the decision. I think she really enjoyed it over the years. But, you know, it's a chance that now that we can travel in the fall a little bit more and even in the spring and just, you know, I guess there comes a time in life where things have to change a little bit, and I was ready for that, I think.
Well, you always have to know that on Saturday mornings down at Stannard's Bakery, you can always come down, have a cup of coffee, have a donut. Bob and I love to see you down there and chit-chat with the coaches. You're always welcome down there.
Well, thank you, and I'm sure I will be there during the next spring.
You bet. Coach Ramsey, good to talk to you, and we'll keep staying in touch over the years.
Yes, we will, and thank you for all you've done for me and our school system over the years.